Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Navajo Digital Radio, politics on the Navajo Nation. The radio show that's raising standards of Navajo intellect, a real paradigm shift, no double talk, no fool. Operating Navajo Graphic Design and Advertising Agency, Calnez Design.
Oh, yate, kahasi loka shinzago tahis akonde Internet Radio. This is the Navajo Internet Radio, politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Calnez, your host. Welcome. So, Internet radio literally goes all over the world. All those people that are listening from out there, welcome. Thank you. This evening, we are going to be talking about the Navajo Nation politics, of course, and the specific topic is the traditional selection of our Navajo leaders. Now, what does that mean to us? That's what we're going to be talking about. Now, obviously, this year is 2014. Our government has been here for quite some time. How that the government came together, these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. And what is it? And how much has this evolved into a non-Navajo setting? Now, is that exactly what we want? Is that how we're going to approach this? Now, I've been through several Navajo Nation presidential and also council delegates and many different elections. We've seen it. We've heard it. We know the process. We've got people who call in, who have engaged themselves to become a candidate, and eventually we have a winner, and then they go into office, and okay, we know the rest of the story. But while we're here as the Navajo people, Nene Tlini, Kodin Hit An Hin He Ol and Hullo, Aroti Nazi Lin Hinazi Tadin. The Navajo Nation's sovereignty. Ako ti nazi linsinaz ti o. Ako da eda zipini nache go kong de ti nani glini. Tani si kodo hei toban si ke si nahata o liegi. E digi da zi kodo e be be si tido le. Ako tora zipi digi nata. The United States governmental or the major society's political system. Before the I don't want to put a time frame on it, but before 1868, the way I heard it, the way I understand it, is that banned throughout the Navajo Nation. Now, these are some of the things that as Navajo people that we got to be considering as we're evolving. Now, you're probably sitting out there saying, well, so what? Some of them are saying, well, I really, you know, it doesn't matter. Here we are. Our culture is evolving into something else, and it's okay with me. Well, you know, that's your opinion, and it's okay. That's your opinion. But how much of this discussion that we're going to be having is at the basis of this is that you are still a Navajo. And I believe that being a Navajo, that there are certain traditional values that have been instilled in each and every one of you. I've talked to many different Navajos, even that are living here in the Salt Lake area. I run into them out in the street. I said, hey, you know what? Hi, how are you? And I typically say, Neshtanta. Well, the next thing is that, oh, yate chashto nendle. And after that, then the conversation starts. So in my opinion, my estimation of what I see, even people that are off the Navajo Nation, they see that there are some values. Therefore, because we value our tradition, shouldn't part of this keh and this political or this value, what we have of what we call the Navajo culture, nisinahata, ero taun ke o inhinahara, the kuigushin huto bistahona, a koi pa hunit zendole. Okay. Therefore, I haven't forgotten. A lot of people make the assumption that I live off the Navajo Nation. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter where I live. I'm still Navajo. And I'm sure that there's a lot of Navajo people that are out there that feel exactly the same way. So now back to the topic of Navajo Nation traditional selection of Navajo leaders. What does that mean to you? And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And how important is it? I know that a lot of you are out there that are listening, and a lot of leaders that are now that listen to the radio show. I absolutely know that for a fact. Council Delhi, off the reservation, on the Navajo Nation, leaders, everybody. Internet radio. It's going all over the world. So, you know, however much that we deal the value, the Navajo culture, I think there's got to be somebody that's going to understand that we have a culture and that we can evolve and we can progress. with some of the values to take bits and to take some of it with us and evolve into the next era. And what's this era? Now, we are in a presidential election this year. Council delegates, well, how much are we going to engage ourselves with that? Another interesting thing that has happened, I just was reading on the Internet, Facebook, on politics on the Navajo Nation. I've had people say online that, you know, there's got to be term limits. Now, maybe the term limits, we ought to be talking in terms of, or in the context of what we're going to do, about what we're going to talk about tonight. How much is tradition going to be evolved and laced through this process? Seven-Eleven right now. I'm not talking about the store. That's the time that it is right now. You are listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. So this evening is going to be part one of the series of discussion about the traditional selection of Navajo leaders. And just want to also note for all you listeners, I will be doing my show next week from Window Rock, Arizona, Wednesday night. And that night, we're going to be holding it at one of two places, the Navajo Nation Museum or the Dene Restaurant. Everybody is invited, but specifically that night, we're going to be calling it the Navajo Nation Presidential Candidate Meet and Greet. And the concept there is for all the candidates to show up. And I am also would like to have business people as well as traditional people to show up and to be able to literally what it says, meet and greet one another, to have discussion. My name is, this is my platform. And to be able to have the, what is it that we're going to be starting this evening is going to be a continuation next week. It's important. What am I trying to say in Navajo? Okay, I will find that word. Anyway, I'm sure that these guys will be able to be here to be able to understand what I'm talking about. It's an important issue. It's something that we've been dealing with for a long time. And so, ladies and gentlemen, so this evening I have got several guests, and I am going to bring them all online so that we are aware that they're listening to this conversation, that we are here. And so welcome, guests. You are all online. And I will start with, let me see, the telephone number, 3244. And all of my guests, I'm going to go through and just give us the name and your plan. I can hear somebody is listening to the radio show, so please turn your radio down because I can hear feedback because there's like a 5-second delay. So all of my guests, we're going to go down the list, 1, 2, 3, and have you guys all introduce yourself and give us your plan, who you are, and then we'll get into the specific discussion. So our first caller is 5483 is your last number. Ako kuroi ni hichede honzi shananta.
Oh, yate, the Fillmore Blue House, and then Malay Tahotoro,
Port Defiance. A koko DA atonan lenigi a ya lesan des lenigi out of Hanara and the Epasha Shin should say a tangi kine out of Shanala a look at the nash. Hey, what are the nash?
Okay. Otto, the next guest, welcome, Shanantara, Mr. Bluehaus. The next number is 3244.
Oh, yeah, hey, this is Emerson Dale from Pine Spring, hol ye dot you see I hol ye. Le toba him shido the best is in basis chin on the line in the shiche. I wrote in a chine the shinale.
Thank you very much. And the next one is 1002. Yate. I appreciate you calling in. This evening, Bande Tito, the Navajo Nation, during this political season. It's important that we talk our Navajo language. Navajo politics. So this evening, before 1840, I don't know how many of you have heard my blog or my little commentary that I started out with. And that is that the way that we selected our leaders, in my opinion, was that it was a very sacred process. The way that our political system is set up. Have we morphed ourselves so much to the point of that we've become a non-Navajo political, are we going to practice a non-Navajo political process? The politics, bay or easy aided that, the age that, so what do I think? Mr. Bluehaus, we will start out with you. So, why don't you give us a quick thought, and we have three guests that we need to go through. Ashit Nick Echidoli, Mr. Bluehaus.
Oh, Hans, that's your issue,
just go for it for 10 minutes, then
okay.
We'll get the next person on. They'll have their opinion, and we'll just rotate like that with different topics. So, Mr. Bluehaus.
Of course, yeah. Achidoli. Tidak, not ani peti nen lingo ya tuza khalit a ol ya. Joni hizadi a istan go behazan go ya eko gut a yel ti ole. Not a khat ish et khatat a ko. Joni rey ne petat ne khar shin le yap ni liade a to tiz a se to a se gre ni liade behaz ani pi de khatat ego. E gut ego in khani liya. Oko eight khajda ako shin ol ye could the hat is be a lechane in gohobi is teen be it the ad yota a pelagana catch in nisha lex non script unwritten law. Nihidua eon
Wow. Powerful words. Those are very, very impressive. So, you know what? Absolutely wonderful. I had on it. Okay, the next caller. You're online. Your 10 minutes.
The next caller, this is me, right? 3244. Oh,
yep.
Hey, hey, Emerson Dea. Hey, hey. Hey, 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 need ya, ho, ne, da, da, ah, put egg, sendaro, ne, chief man, lito, do, denaro mucho, da, jolio, his twee, hey, da, 1860, yeah, da, da, neck, na, tani, da, lo, na, hashis. But, so, if you do a history, bon, since the case, so, hey, hey, na, medicine man, da, lean, da, da, Ashi yo, the Nashi Yedaho, Sido, they proved themselves. Hashita and Haradish, oh, they proved themselves to be good standing people. Dashi yo, their reputation, Shinjimo, Abishan, Tioda Yila, humility, the Abisha. Ashibika, oh, you, medicine man, then Linde Dina, not Ani, then Long. But in this case, oh, so, Cheyahe, critical thinking that agi ishi nahat ada bespeta stoshi ishi ayan sada case the ishi bespeta husband from the start all the way to the end she da bespeta husband what a jot a ye ye tsaratelzende hat e that ntahasada ada ye you know ceremony da ye you know yes the nest go woven go yeah yes the hat yes yes the hat in this tree a question out on hat am lin it on ntsa ke so es ye ta yes 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 yeah that it end up in sick case you that train they I don't know spirituality, environmental issues that based on that, they don't need it. It logic answer that case to Helen. Let Toto Nichida as a lane, Edo Yoto, last law we answer that case. Oh, shit, now, Helen. Oh, the other one, this case.
I appreciate it. So that kind of gives us another dimension. And I do appreciate that opportunity for everybody. There's different areas that we're going to cover. And so our Mrs. White, you are now going to have – I'm trying to bring you back on here. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, it's not working. So – we're going to continue with this discussion. Now, the next person is going to be talking about from the matrilineal aspect and also another very, very important part of this that I also want to bring while I'm trying to bring Ms. White back on is that I would like to also bring another guest on that I appreciate her calling in, and I hope that she is online, is able to hear me. Something has happened to the internet here. Now, all you guests, please hold on 1 second here. the internet has kind of shut down. But anyway, I have also another guest that is now joined us, and her name is Jennifer Dinetdale. And what I am going to have her talk about is about when one of the things that you know, our first leaders that was really recognized by the Navajo people as a leader was Chief Manuelito. And also, well, I'll give her a better she'll talk about that more in depth. So all guests, please hold on 1 second. Something has just totally crashed here. So let me see if I can put this music on, and then I will relaunch. Hold on 1 second, please, everybody. I sincerely apologize for this. If you guys can still hear me, hello, can you hear me? Just hold on 1 second. I need to restart everything. I don't know why that this whole thing has crashed. So please hang in there with me. I will be right back with the internet. And guests, please, if I get disconnected, call back again. And so I hope everybody can still hear me. We will be right back. And it's unfortunate that this has happened, but we're going to continue to talk about this. So I am now coming back on. So please hang in there with us. And I will be logging back on. And all the guests, please call back in. We are going, the show is still continuing, and we are talking about the Navajo Nation traditional selection. We have Mr. Bluehouse, Ms. White, Jennifer Dinette Dial here with us, and so I am logging back in here now. Please be patient with, please hang in there. We will get back on, and I am now back on the studio, and I think and I hope my guests are still hanging on. So they are. Beautiful. Yeah, Lana. Oh, my gosh. So, okay. All right. There we go. Woo. Hey. Mrs. White, thank you so much. Now it's your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Yeah, hi, Sarah White, and she. By the way, politics. In my younger days, I have been. Auto kunza holds a shoharo shi yahe, shachin has made ocean, the nature in the yahe pan suski. Haro shijeto, shumahalo, jay yahe, I see, okot a yayaki, the dealer, kote has a see it, not any yol yahi yahe, soda has roshi yahakadar zido yahe, ata with it named etchene, doshe yahe, o adi. At it is after a you had asked to go up which had a need so why do we end the later or in the hinder had easy is not any bene yes fresh comes for ando partners in a little so in a way another is the heavy president in the end age he had asked for what exit up on a way of cashing a could end the issues a you had no a could end there and not any eight of it mean that or his ocean you had Hadal zeytin de, nasıl oldu ay ya da ki, ekol gehiyat, ekol pozhaz, anto, yat eko pagganti hashte hotet edo yat eko pagkalma. Aro eya in dahay peson zeniki dahyat eko aro leya hosten eyo kohat nada. Wa don tapili holnado lekashi tapili holnado yat eko aro le dahyo le. In the past, in the yard, if a no, in the sae, ya had all don't have sign, ya had half in ya. But you know that it and that you would are a yai, what earning, then it a ya big eater had been a little bark in his vein. And that all could tell it all bark in his vein. I don't eat a hocket out each other. A coado your castle could just cheat it a house air for I, you see. Well, I you see, you have not any or happens in it at all. Happens in it, I am not. It happens in it, I has any. So, when you not having so, I have to Washington, but then there has any. Other Pelagan had a delight to eat at end it could have stayed on the Sarah Sunday. Eating yet, so that I would are not any sooner. I added a yet off. I could all say that there has any, so that it opened a cut at this fall. I don't think it's not. The men loan Hayrata that Janice and Ayon the Nanda Hassal. Ayor the Nanda Hassal go Ado she has me, she's in dinner, so her class is in danger. I got up, Alvinson. We see the eight and all, not any pattern that he is at all Hadro Shaman, not Kaho Ado, eat Nakaho in that, in these.
Thank you very much. There is a matrilineal perspective there. John Johnny, Mr. Blue House, Now I understand it, what it really means. It's literally a tangible thing that we have in our hand. It's not just a philosophy. It's a tangible thing that's embraced with a certain amount of blessings from the different parts of the Navajo Nation, the sacred mountain, the sacred dirt. And so through that, that gave the dimension of what a leader was and how that they were selected. Now, here's the one guest that I was talking about that I want to bring her on. And I think she'll give a perspective of one of the most, in my opinion, very famous leader who's literally identified as one of the Navajo Nation's leader that was involved all the way back before Huelte, She'll give the historical perspective as to how that he was selected and how that he treated his role as the Navajo Nation, as a Navajo Nation chief. And I think the evolution of that title went to chairman. Otto, the evolution then went, and now here we are, president. Okay, so I would like to introduce, or I'll have her introduce herself, and that's Ms. Jennifer Danette Dial. Yate.
Oh, yate. Mr. Nez, thank you for this invitation to participate in your discussion on Dene Do Nihinata. Che Tohach and the Air Yosidat Nasha, Do Logan Shlo, Ashihim Bashishin, Do Kishini Dasha Che Toha, Kini Dasha Nale, Hoda Ayatan Shle. I heard your last three speakers, and I really appreciate the dialogue that's going on in our own language. However, I'm going to be speaking in English, which is my primary language, although I do understand Navajo quite well, like a fluent speaker. You asked me to speak on Hasinch El Hachine. I can probably best speak about who he was as a leader from a historical perspective, because I am a historian, and there are Dene out there who can speak about his abilities as a leader from a ceremonial perspective, and that's a very valuable perspective, and that's something that I'm not privileged to speak on at this moment. Tao had mentioned the transition across time, and that Hasinch El Hachine was someone whose leadership was known before 1863, and he was a prominent leader during the Mexican period as well, prior to American colonization. And so I guess what I know about his leadership comes from oral history, comes from some of the stories that come from his last surviving son, Naltosne Yehe, who said that in his interview, which is at the Navajo Nation Museum, he said that his father, Manuelito, before he was born, it was prophesized that he would be his leader, and that he actually came from a family of leaders. His father was a leader. His brothers were leaders. One of his brothers was known in the what is now the Crown Point area. They called him Kayeli, was also a leader in the southern Utah area. And so that was his origins. He came from leadership. We don't know that much, and I'm sure that people probably in southern Utah know a lot more, that the women in his family also had the qualities of leadership. One of the stories that come down through oral history about Hasinch El Hachine's leadership is that first that it was prophesied that he would be a leader, and the translation that I understood is that when he was born, his father took his newborn son outside and raised him up to offer to get blessings from him for him. And said that he would be a leader. He would know, that he would know what was needed to be a leader, and that people would remember his words and listen to him. And I think that across generations, we continue to remember his leadership qualities. The second story that comes down from his son, Natosne Yehe, is that one of the stipulations of the Treaty of 1868 was the education provision that Navajo leaders agreed that they would send their children to school for an American education. And that wasn't to turn us into Bilinguales, but I really believe that he intended it as a tool for us to use to support, to defend our rights as Diné. And always, in what you can see in the lead, in the stories about him, was that he cared very much and he was very passionate that we continue to retain a homeland. And that's what he cared about. To the end of his life, he was passionate that we defend and keep a homeland. So then the story then about when he sent his children, his two sons, to Carlisle Indian School in 1880s, one of his sons, as soon as they got there, probably not too long after, one of them died there, and the other one returned home and then died in a few weeks. And so the one that came home and died, there was a funeral service for him. And at that time, that was when Haskin Chen reminded his people of why he had sent his sons to Carlisle as an example to his people. And then he said that the reason why I sent my sons, and remember that I told you at Huelte, life does not end, it goes on. And so I think that whatever he did, however much he tried to defend and protect his people and his land, it was always with a vision that life goes on. And so those are just a few of the stories that I can offer in terms of Haskin Chelhachin's teachings. The other thing that I want to just mention that I really appreciate is the first speaker that I heard who talked about the question of women and leadership, Navajo women in the last election, because we've had a woman running for the president of the Navajo Nation. There was all this discussion and all this debate about whether or not a woman should be president of the Navajo Nation. And I believe that some of the medicine men's teachings or what they had said in support of Ben Shelley's presidency really did make a difference and sway voters to vote for Ben Shelley. I mean, I think that that was something that caused that to happen. And it was really those questions and the stories about women's proper places based on traditional teaching. And so I appreciate the speaker that I heard who talked about the role of women, talked about white shell woman, and that in our ceremonies and our prayers, there's already there what manifests there is women's place, which is a part of leadership. The mountains, the sacred mountains, also have qualities of the feminine. And so for many of our people, there isn't any question at all that, of course, women have leadership qualities. And so I appreciate the last speakers who bring this up, because I also have been taught the same thing. So thank you very much, Mr. Nez, for this opportunity to share what little I have to share with you. Yeah.
Well, those are very, very important information, because, you know, that, rather than I mean, I think that you have done some extensive research according to your book. You do have a book which basically, it is about a historical aspect about who Manuelito was, his life's journey, his wife, and philosophy, and how it ties into your family. So it gives a very, very prominent discussion to what or to your presentation. So I do really feel honored that you're here with us. And so as we're talking about this thing, that what we're looking at is that the traditional selection, whether the candidate is a female or a male, gender I don't think is the issue. I think the caliber of the message, what is the message? I've heard most of all the other guests saying that joy hutoi dina tan e hut ende to hutoi because to hutoi or in de no, and these are the things that we're looking at. And then to having it being a lesson to, or not a lesson, but a guide for some of the people that are out there, for whether they're candidates or whether we're voters or whether, you know, interested parties, that we can begin to have this dialogue. So I would like to bring back Mr. Bluehouse. Are you, it looks like he's still with us. So based on what the discussion is taking place, so now we've introduced ourselves, we've kind of defined the role of where we're, of what it is. So now to the next progression, where do you think we're all going with this thing, Mr. Bluehouse?
So ede what a coco e ya qui has ange is it a all yego yat echo be ye cato le lini a hot it ante on a consola so it a is twist on it that David Ed has the nigi send data da no ya de ya big eh na shang ya de ya big eh na shah no jota the universe journey, the patrilineal journey, the linear journey. So really we have two journeys. The first journey is the patrilineal journey. The second journey is the matrilineal. So that's the patrilineal journey. It's almost equivalent to philosophy or the establishment of law that is not just hearsay. It's actual law that is imprinted in the genetics and the DNA down there in the inside the place that the chutiyin hulong as anagade. So it's down there in the chromosomes. Ad bchadet and linigi hut aspati ne ad bekesh do eshaho anilta ne zonu go eut an chasid lan lingu e aishchane ade bedahti del. In other words, you implement the things you think about through you, through your sacred voice and your sacred mind is the plan of future, plan of objectives. What I said earlier is the Navajo Nation Code, as it exists now, should be our shield to the outside world. It should be utilized because the Belagana understands conquest, force, coercion, and that kind of stuff. That's how they rule. That's how they regulate things. That should be a nurturing and healing and equality law. Very, very high order, because when you look at the qualities of white shell woman, changing woman, the qualities of our grandmothers, the ones that have true leadership skills, true leadership understanding, knowing the songs, the policies, the procedure, rules, and regulations, the lex non script, the unwritten law of our people. And that's what I count on. Shijigo Nana E Kwaga Navajo Nation Code. It's just جو اي قد اخد اليا آج قو اثين تود نازلة نا يئك اكو جو اي آج نازلة دين نيني باس الله آج قد آفه كجي نا انش نليغو دي اكو جو هجون جي نساكي استو نهت اني الياغ اي قو اي 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 اخاد دو نيتن سو بانتس كير خالق اكو دو السن والي اي اي سي يات يال كون خاني دو تسين يات يال كون خانا هو آخو لس within our jurisdiction. We should be able to utilize a policy that should change from using the Navajo Nation Code to protect us against those intruders from the outside. And here on the internal, we should use traditional law to heal one another, to maintain the equity and respect and responsibilities. And that's what I think that's what he was all about. He understood those laws. He understood the nature of law. He understood the nature of policy in a traditional and cultural way. And that's what he used. That becomes natural leadership. When you really take a look at the qualities of people and the promises they make and the promises they break, that's not being a leader. In other words, our integrity and our honesty has to be something that we must stand on and utilize within our own domain, within our own country, within our own, among ourselves, as the Neh. We should utilize and maintain and make the Keh concepts much stronger than it is now. You owe me, you're my relatives, give me some money. No, doing all kind of posturing and developing stratification of our societies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, thank you very much, Mr. Bluehouse. Yeah. Now, Mr. Daya, the next question is this. We have now established, that there's potential for these candidates. We're trying to define what that is. Now, these days, what's your opinion? The method, the ways that we select our leadership, is that the reasons why that some of the things are not going exactly as we're supposed to traditionally based on what we talked about? Those guys had a spiritual meaning or at least a sacredness to it. I'm not trying to suggest that there should be a mixture of religion and state or state and church, whatever it is that what I'm saying is that I think the sacredness, what does it mean to us? So there's several layers of questions here I'm throwing out at you. But the bottom line is this, is that having said that, so is that kind of a part of the reason why that things are not exactly as we expect our government to be? Mr. Daya.
That's a good question. Back in the 1600s, 1800s, Itanja population was really down only to like 12,000 people. They only counted like about six to something thousand that were rounded up in Hueltir Adi. Overpopulation. Adult citizens, spirituality ban by a del chisato. A core AI is plus aunt Delia that makes religion. I think the internet angi toss can't as chinsa toss can't as chitasso. I think it's just too much. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to. If I was trying to run for a tribal leader, I would not know how to cover everything. Last on Kesiki. Kadeya, hey, we're just only talking about traditional value, the traditional culture, our culture. Gi in his to it agiteya, an his chiko be yachikio. Those of us that were raised with Navajo language, it was maybe our first language, Hanky. They just chill. It's one day with Jay that gets all be that you know. Hey, did you play with a guitar? You're playing with strings. You're playing with those strings, Nanan. But I've been going to get you out of all head knowledge. Hey, I don't take it. So it all had Eshitlans. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, Tal. I've been not all you that's okay. I'm not answering all at all in this case. I think part of our, I just wrote this thing down. Part of our treaty agreement was that we were supposed to deal with criminology, crime that is committed on the Navajo Reservation. ADK, that was part of our agreement to the government to handle it. Yeah, and this changed OU, then the Navajo, foot of the hand chilled, all not on Navajo resident, and the not on Navajo resident, the hand chilled, that all you can't in the island. Yeah, but the Bahu Yad is not so good. I'm the leaders at the Yoyana Kaina Halin. Because they all talk about crime and punishment. We were raised that way. We were taught that way. We don't ask questions. You don't ask questions. There's no correction in our teaching, in our and whatever I'll cover up in the English.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you so very much, Mr. Dea. Ako Otto, I'm going to pose the same question to Mrs. White. Are you there with us? Ms. Anetta, do you want to take a shot at that question?
Sure. Could you repeat the question, please?
Well, here's the thing is that, as the evolution of we have kind of defined what the law is. I mean, what do we mean by Nahata? It's responsibility. Now we put it in the context of the Navajo Nation politics. And then we have now defined that it ties in with our traditional ceremonies. And then so the next step now is that, okay, just like Mr. Bluehouse said, based on what I've got everybody live back on right now. So any of you could jump in at any time. So the lines are open right now to everybody. Now, basically what I'm saying is that, so the evolution of this, when people say, is that such a casualty about it that we've lost this other dimension of the seriousness of this role as being a leader? And how much is the evolution? Where are we going with this thing? What's your suggestion based on the knowledge that you have with Chief Manuelito?
Okay, thanks for the question. I want to go back to the previous speaker. I didn't catch his name. questions about, and I think this is something that we need to think about critically, is that we're always putting ourselves as Diné in some kind of position of, at one time, there was this kind of leadership that was based in ceremonial thought, ceremonial practice with prayers, which I think is, there's very much a truthful element to that. On the other hand, when we start wringing our hands and bemoaning our losses, particularly cultural losses, we tend to essentialize what culture was, what leadership was, because the reality is that we have spent, we've had more than 500 years of colonization and therefore a lot of transformation. And so when we're speaking about historically, when we're speaking about some time in the past that was ideal, we're really talking about something that really actually was ideal. Because for more than 500 years, we have experienced a lot of transformation. When we start saying, for example, that people who don't speak Navajo don't understand very well, that sets us up for failure all the time. And so rather than ask those kinds of questions and bemoaning our failures, and particularly our young people, we're always targeting young people, women, and queers as the source of our failures. Instead of asking those kinds of questions, let's ask different questions about leadership, you know. And I just want to put...
Hello?
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 I...
Dropped out.
I think we lost her. Mr. Bluehouse, if he can... Mrs. White, are you there?
Oh, I came back.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. Why don't you go ahead and the same question that I posed to Jennifer. I mean, is there such a casualty or a very casual approach, or it seems like that it's just kind of a hearsay. I don't know how many, I've heard that so many times. Now, might that be contributing to how that are you, Mrs. White?
Just like I said earlier, art and there has an in Lenigi, the art and the Kade Yahe in Washington, the city.
And over the years, migration models share with Nashkaya that is a hot air to the Najid AST in the Ador Dinik, Echit, and Belganic, Echito, Amito, Dovshikit, and Shnadan, Akoko, Jokunik, Eki, Akut, Egon, seek his, or mine, Nihiti, that the laconic agency case, a agico and lahashed Elia, and the inish catch a behished Elia. I don't undain sick case to behished Elia. I don't undain to eat not the larger behished Elia. Not one of my rear the dog in his under shish taho. I don't often in a way could ask, but at the neck a chuckle in knuckle, and he pretty she pays the donan cut
I
I was listening to everybody. We're already programmed. So that
Aha, Johnny. Oh, it's Annie. Chuti de Conda. I don't think it is too late, but I guess the choice is going to be is Annie. Nani tlini chukare ngera has tuya e sa ayun hita anaha ka kare ni si konda ngera hato atan sis kesena ani hanna no tani tan shlinsa chukare kare. I think most of us that are on the air right now chun he kat we are now a che da si tli aro analda da si tli amasanda Akoho joy coink at the hill jish. Akoho and the raider had all his twin hits and had a has there had on than hidden his tana aide. Kade quay hit oi had at these nish, the Navajo Nation government. So that's where we're going. The evolution of our approach, I think, is going to be, you know, there's nothing wrong with the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not saying one way or another. So, now, we've got Ms. Danette Dial is now back with us. So,
okay.
I will turn the time back over to her and give us about 5 minutes. And, well, actually, before we go there, everybody just take a deep breath, put some notes down, and we have about 45 minutes left. And so I am going to throw another commercial in here, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Navajo Digital Radio, politics on the Navajo Nation. The radio show that's raising standards of Navajo intellect. A real paradigm shift. No double talk, no fool. Voice on Navajo politics, brought to you by the longest operating Navajo graphic design and advertising agency, Calnez Design.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. We are on the second half of our show. We have about 45 minutes, so please, everybody out there, I will open up the lines. If you have any questions, any input in addition to what we're talking about here, you're welcome to call in. We got some very, very credible and awesome people that are on the phone with us. We have two gentlemen and two ladies. The ones that I'm talking about, the guests. I can't allow for taking this opportunity. This evening we are talking about the traditional selection of Navajo leaders. Where are we going? What are we doing? What's our perception? And so having things the way they are right now, is that contributing? Now we have, what's the message going to be to our leaders? And the lines are open for anybody to call in. So I will, 5 minutes, Mr. Net Dial, if you could just finish up your thought, and then we'll go on to the next question.
Mr. Nez. Let me just continue and see if I can remember what I was talking about when I got cut off. I wanted to say that I think that we spend too much time talking about what was in terms of cultural losses, and that becomes the rhetoric of failure. And we also, in that kind of language, disenfranchise our young people very much, and we have to stop doing that. The other thing that I want to say is that we are entirely capable of creating the kind of government and the kind of leaders that we desire as a people. It's only been about 160 years since we've seen the kinds of problems and the kinds of issues that we've talked about in terms of our governance. That's not a very long period. So there's a longer period there in which we did have the kind of government, the kind of governance that we had lived under. And I always tell my students to imagine what it was like prior to 1868, because Navajo people were considered a very political, an important political force in the Southwest. So it's entirely possible. The second thing that I want to say is that from a human rights perspective, one of the things that we need to think about is the concept of free, prior, and informed consent, which our leaders do not take seriously today. What does that mean, and how can that help us think about our system of governance? And so I'll just end with that, Mr. Nez.
Okay, I appreciate that. So now, on the basis of that, you said, talking about our losses. So now, I think in order to look into the future, we got to also look into the past. Isn't that one of the things that we're talking, that, and the past and the current status, is that that's a dimension. Now, what are our losses? But those losses is also could be a stepping stone. What do you think about that, Ms. Danette Dial?
Well, I think that we have to take into account the consequences of colonization and work through those, which I think we do, and take that and use it to some of the things that we continue to hold important, like some of the other three speakers were talking about, to think about how you carry those things through the current system of government. As I'm a historian, the present tribal council was created specifically as a business entity to rubber stamp the approval for the Department of the Interior to garner Navajo natural resources. To this day, we have not been able to remove ourselves from that relationship. And that's something that's very crucial that we need to think about. The history of the establishment of our governance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate that. So, Mr. Bluehouse, I'm going to ask you the same question. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts right now is the style of how we go about the process of doing the leadership routine is completely foreign to our people. It has been and it will always be until we realize that there are values, that there are things in our cultural and traditional oral narratives that talks to the issue of leadership. And I think that we need to honor that as specifically as possible rather than say, well, you know, there's been transitions, there's been paradigm shifts. Sure, those things are happening. We're right in a paradigm shift right now. We're shifting toward more of the Bilagana way. And I'm not being racist when I make that statement. I'm just saying that right now the whole patrilineal attitude of governance, the whole stratification of government, the strolled stratification and the methods of coercion and dominance and class structures and all those type of things seems to be destroying our people. And I think that's what we're seeing the remnants of right now as to what we're talking about. We want to see what is the reality of who we were. And it's not anything romantic. It's not anything that, well, yeah, that's the old days type thing. It is very relevant in this day and age, talking about the various issues that were recited earlier, like leadership, queers, those things. There's so much discussion when we go back to the place of the black database place, the blue database place, the yellow database place, and the white database place. And people say, oh, yeah, there's a black mountain, the blue mountain. I think about it as data, real data that we can tap into and to realize and understand what our future is going to be. Having said that now, I think we have the capacity and the ability to use the people who have been highly educated, who are researchers, who are in the way of the Bilagana doing research, critical thinking, and that kind of stuff. It is there. It can happen. On the other hand, there are those of us who Navajo and who also speak the English language as precisely as possible. Some of us are like that. We're very bilingual in our approach. And you know, I even do prayers in the English language for children who are addicted to meth and methamphetamines and stuff like that. People are healing actually from understanding, you know, the English sacred words or the when I translate the sacred Navajo words into English. And there's that population. And then there are those of us who have been raised out in the Hogan and still profess to have that knowledge and able to contain that knowledge. And when I say that, I'm saying that it's not written anywhere in a book. It's written in our genetics. It's written in our DNA. And that is the location of all this knowledge. And when you're doing the chant, songs, prayers, ritual object preparation, ritual object use, that is where you go. You visit those places within yourself. You visit those places that are the genetics, the DNA, the RNA, where there are etched the information in the helix coil of our bodies. So to say that, you know, I think that we need to learn how to be positive about saying, look, we have value to our cultural ways. We have value to our cultural voice, our thoughts. And at the same time, honor the Bilagana way in a sense that we can utilize that type of governance to protect us from those people who understand force, coercion, and arrest. But internally, and this paradigm shift or this shift in governance, I think needs to happen. I think that we are still capable of healing one another within our confines of our reservation to bring everybody forward and to have this egalitarian concept that used to be. I think it's very real. It can happen. And I think that we need to move in that direction while at the same time holding on to the principles of Western European type governmental systems. And those should be utilized to deal with the outside world. But internally, I'm going to emphasize this, internally we should be able to use our own cultural and traditional ways. And I think that movement began back about 15 years ago when the Navajo Nation Code allowed for the law to be written, and that's the fundamental law, Title I, Chapter 2. To me, that's the stargate to our cultural and traditional knowledge, and that we'd be able to bring our society back to a place where that's always our objective in everything that we do, mm-hmm. even in battle cries, even in war cries, those type of things, the ultimate result is going to be and I think that's mm-hmm. a very, very critical foundational idea that is still alive to this day. And leaders,
yeah.
the natural leaders are still back there out in the back country. And those leaders who suppose are, you know, we elect, you know, I don't know. You know, if they use the blue book, then I don't think that's leadership. It's a way of using power, control, regulation, and that kind of stuff. But in our culture, in our
yeah.
traditional way, and that's where I'm saying that I'm looking for a white shell woman. I'm looking for the epitome of that woman that can stand to heal our people again. Right now, that's not good for our people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take another break. Everybody just hold on, and I will bring you back on, and we will finish the discussion as we move forward. I'm talking about forward. Where are we going with our government? And advice is what we're going to be looking at. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a short break here. Mr. Bill Donovan with the Newsflash. Bill, you're going to have to start over again. My mistake, as usual. I am going to bring you back on. Mr. Bill Donovan, Newsflash.
Okay. Cal, this is Bill Donovan. Good evening. Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley will be holding his official announcement Saturday at the Rue for his reelection. A second announcement will be held Sunday at Rock Point. Now, we've been saying all along that it appears that the two front runners for this race will be Joe Shirley Jr. and Ben Shelley. With Ben Shelley's announcement on Saturday, this will bring the two main candidates up front in the election. Unofficially, Shelley has been campaigning for several months, holding fundraisers and attending chapter meetings to bring tribal members up to date on what is happening in the Shelley Rexley Jim administration. He picked up his papers to run again from the tribal election office on Monday and plans to turn in the papers and pay his $1,500 filing fee at 2 p.m. on Friday, according to Deswood Tome, his campaign manager. For the first time, a tribal presidential candidate plans to hold two formal announcements, one in his own chapter and the other in the home chapter of his running mate. In recent years, this could not have been done because by the time the president was planning to run for re-election, he and his vice president could barely speak to each other, and he would be looking for someone else new to run with. Deswood Tome said that this is the first time since 1974 that has happened. The Saturday announcement at the Theroux chapter will begin at 10 a.m. and will end about 2 p.m. The Sunday announcement is scheduled to run from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Both events will be held in a large tent next to the chapter house. The interesting part about all of this is the fact that Shelley will be bringing with him a lot of the same people he did in the last election. And he feels that one of the big reasons why he won was because of Rexley Jim. The announcement at the Rexley Jim home chapter of Rock Point will probably bring about 500 people into the camp, and most of these would be traditionalists. Shelley has always said that one of his main supporters and the reason why he won the election was because Navajo traditionalists supported him during the primary. And he's hoping to have this same support during this coming primary. This is Bill Donovan with the Newsflash from the Navajo Reservation.
So Mr. Bill Donovan. And, of course, that's his commentary. He gives commentary, and that is not a political endorsement. That's Bill Donovan's commentary. So please note that. The politics on the Navajo Nation has not and probably will not endorse a candidate so far. So, welcome back. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Some very, very powerful discussion here. And that is that we're talking about Mary B. Nez, government, the Washington, Joy Katnehone, I cannot alte, Aro the Kuyushin with ODJ, President's Office, Aro Tatnaz Nile, Aro Beshbantasan, Aro School Board, Ultrab, Bitsanishi, Dashendil, and Joy Ko, Aro Shin Kuyushi, Nadej, Ako deeded on here, Navajo Nation, Kode. Sovereignty, no bandit. Ako, Ada, the little whole town. Ako, deeds it on Hinhin hat our Yeda, the great boy had a deal nil. Jonah Rader, back in 1987, 88, 89, thereabouts, and all the way up into the 90s, the Navajo Nation government established a government development office for Yel E. Ada. The Navajo Nation Fundamental Law, the Navajo Nation Government, whether we're on the Navajo Nation or off the Navajo Nation, we have a caller, and I'm going to bring them on. And this caller, the phone number is 7612. You're on air. Do you have a question or a comment for our guests? First, identify who you are, and you're on air right now. Can you hear me? Hello, caller. Are you there? Okay, I guess they are shy. So anyway, so now we will go down and talk about the future. Mr. Deya, what are we doing? What's your suggestion? How do you see it? Oops, sorry. Yeah, there
okay.
You go. Go ahead, Mr. Deya.
Where do we go from here? Well, let me go a little bit, turn back to 1950, the all 60s and 70s and 80s around there. The leaders on Linny, on the chapter house, I see you in that kitchen, Dashnish, and Naharadash kitchen, it's the Yoski, Tolia, that's all, yeah. Medicine man, it's the Hassal, it's not the Nishon Nahashis. I see you when he's had a Hanicha, Ita, you could be cheated, are you? Turn out, I hotel, without the effects, Nahalin, that this chin or hotel, Nahalin. people will probably, some of it probably deny it, but I think that I know on the chapter house me was on Oak Spring chapter house was at all. Excuse me, I stayed out on it. So that on that, now that's it. It's not the Italian aske. I see you, it's got on it. Chad Nalan. Kadir, where do we go from here? Hey, hey, Ashinde, Anli, the Anchiza, Banana, Banana, Abna Anchizat, Beyachis Chico. This negit, only what Mishit Jabit, the Ketor, which is the Tal Jaid, because Yachis Chin Halin. I'm a Christian. When I go to a Christian church or some style, I'm a Laganic, which is Chichiachio, do I see the Satan Halin? Okay, that I'm starting to go to a now we have a speaking Bible church. Okay, who has some style? I live in Nick assist your pastor in law. Oh, I see you. Well, no, yes, I see you. No, yes, shit about. I'm Nebuzadi. I think I'm Nebuzadi. You did say it. I yes, Chigi. I'm here. I went back from the chapter level. The chapter. Chapter wrote close around all the laconic acid net on this year. I'll cheer. Out of Ahunson, Shamada won't have a Kahata. I see that no yet as people laconic acid air yet as Kiadovikiti Kanata and Nisha, some of them. I'll put that over you, some of our elders. I'll out on his abbe, you're cheered, eh? So out there, from the depths of importance, he says. It's our roots, and our roots are not really something that's beautiful. I see Then Ling he just the kept out his cord now James his none at the I think that's the main start and his abeyat shigi ni his abeyat only chapter house, only Indian house or resort or nay yet that shit. Oh yeah, yet that shit. I mean it anyone has argued. I don't understand late. And the net I'm late and net had the car going now run not the aha go not leaders head of the conduit up and neck at you about sure. Kyla had on Nicola Le Nasi that medicine and that's a bit electronic as about castle list. Halit out and so the case, you know, it could have been serious cash. So we need to get back to not make a shit deal, Chico. So I go, put a new car, do you go? Every day today, ego, today, ego. I see the car on Nissan.
Yeah.
It goes back to our kids, Nana, and he kept all it. Because it's true, you need to get back to your family, to your root community.
Yeah. We have about 20 minutes right now for all the guests. So we're going to need to make this so that we are going to have the closing thoughts from everybody, Joey, for the future, and even some recommendations.
Okay.
Auto di gestan lini sho joy kare acento nis 3 minutes she da nostro. Where are we going from here? Ishi, that's going to be the question. We will start out with Ms. Danette Dial.
Ooh, 3 minutes. I'm not quite sure what to say about the future, except that we do have one. And just in response to the gentleman who just spoke about the importance of the our own language, I completely agree. However, I don't see our formal leadership doing anything to preserve the language. And so our leadership doesn't take into consideration really important issues like language retention. And so I also want to just say that I think a lot of the leadership lies in the community people who struggle really hard to stop development processes on our land, which continues to leave us impoverished for more than 160 years. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And the next one will be I'll conclude with Mr. Bluehouse, but our next will be Mrs. White. Mrs. White, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, no, it's just a short time left.
Thank you very much, Mrs. White. And so the next caller, actually, Mr. Dea, you 3 minutes. Go ahead and finish your final thoughts at the future. Where are we going?
Well, I think correction, that any punishment, that any rubbish, medicine man, Lambert's father has a name. It okay in La Doka, even now, a hot, you know, hot either than all. Yeah, yet I think we need a crime and punishment. We need to, on CK, so I in Hashin, a deed or hot either, deed or joy, the Kosko Johun.
Okay. Thank you very much. Otto, so, Mr. Bluehouse. Go ahead.
Johadat ele arichatai stigit anit ahotat egotat kitishti. I honored the language and I honored the people that are talking about these topics. Okay, shide one says case nigut ani nihijigo, the nejigo, kut nash neko, kako hanit will ya to achieve, to move ahead, to go after the
idea that we must sustain our people as closely as we can to the principles and ideas of who we are as the net, the unique function of who we are. On the other hand, we also have to be aware and understand that we cannot marginalize or negate the whole concept and principles that we have taught our children in the Biligana way. We can use both ways to achieve. We can move ahead, and I see that as our future. As a Diné, we are intelligent, we are bright, we are intellectual, we are all these things. I think we need to honor these things within ourselves and know that we will achieve into the future. Right now, I see a strong resurgence among our young folks that are really want to know our cultural and our traditional ways. Sacred words. English, but translated. So there's that hunger and that desire to find the sacred, to know the sacred, to be intimate with those things within themselves. Joy Astishne. So really, it's a journey that we have to take within ourselves as individuals. We need to analyze ourselves. We need to take a look at who we are, where we have come from, what gifts we have to contribute to the Diné society, all those type of things. And we need to share that knowledge and that information across the board rather than, I went through that when I was young. But now I find out that, no, that's not the truth. We're very inquisitive. We are intelligent. So it is with that. So when you go back to there's a lot of solutions. So I think that's the future of our people.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have got some very, very enlightening discussion. I appreciate their time, the guests. Mr. Blue House, Jennifer Danette Dial, Mr. Dea, Aro, Mrs. White, Shehelana, Aro, Ara, Esota Hosnegi, Kuro, Hoto, Ejikat, 2 hours, Joy Kong, Hoto, Akistahuini, me. I think that these are discussion that needs to continue. So that Ahoto, Aban, Date, On, Aban, Yatel, Tio, Akoshi, Haro Shinhut Odi, we're going to change the tide. It all begins with language. Akohodi, these guests, I would like to note, Joa, say New Mexico, say Arizona, and the different parts of the Navajo Nation. Joy Adahut Oid Nedahod Net, Ajahut Obenahat Adahudlo, Ajahut Ashni, Ajo Aid Nenitle. Ako juti ada nahat aul ye chui hut oi ba da honitsen aro sto ada so bin nahat a da hollo ako chui da e hut o ni o Navajo Nation. I try to cover every aspect, try to invite the grassroots people and to begin to think about that. That is tradition chui hut oi di in ye o I hut oi doi be di nata chui a chui ba la nansen. I believe in you. I believe in my people. I believe that we have the potential that even though that we have our government, the way our life, the evolution of how our people, how that we've been placed on the Navajo, on a reservation like many other tribes. Economic development. That's important. So, Aaron, he tradition. Ako tito de sni, kodo isi zumban si keso, kodo nil ingo. Ako do ti nil tanko, do shebe di nata. Ako in nasko, nene to di yego bidil kado li, asko hasin, so joy she hutoban sis keso, draven yenita. Ako di katne. Kadeje, ye kodoid ana nin kodoida is sansen. Nihizad kompe yel TD radio show kodoi ani nada is san. A sheh lan hode yada hotoda is an old san. Kodoi hait oban soke stole. Join him national kodoid na kodoi ataibion. Kodoi hotoid o kodo da sahajon nahalo hoto no face leeches nahalin dojo neso hotan. This the majority society's form of government. Well, that's important too. Next week, mark the date on it, mark your calendar. Next week, the Navajo Nation presidential candidate meet and greet is going to be in Window Rock, Arizona. The Navajo Nation is invited. The politics on the Navajo Nation radio show will be broadcast live from this meet and greet. I encourage everybody to come and to meet and greet the candidates. I encourage the candidates, whether they're presidential, but majority is going to be the invitation is going to be for the presidential candidates. I would like for you to be there to meet some of the grassroots people, some of the traditional people. You guys are also welcome. I hope that this is a movement. It's an evolution. We're going to make this thing happen. Because I believe in each and every one of you, even though you're off the reservation, you're on the Navajo Nation. Next week, I will be in Window Rock, Arizona. This show will commit from Window Rock, Arizona. So I will see you there, and to make sure that you pass the word. Now, in terms of all of the other aspects, I encourage the Navajo business community to also come in. I also encourage the Navajo traditional and everybody to be able to have this forum. Well, not a forum, but it's a meet and greet. So please don't forget that. Ahead, Lana. Kwado. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation Radio, Navajo Internet Radio. This is Cal Nez, and I will see you next week in Window Rock, Arizona. It will be either in the Navajo Nation Museum or over in the Diné, and I will keep you posted. I will keep all the information on the Facebook group page, Politics on the Navajo Nation. So I will talk to you then. Yeah.
Design and advertising agency, Kalnez Design.
I also appreciate the help of Mr. Ed Bacenti. Thank you very much, Mr. Bacenti.